Good morning. We would like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council study session for Thursday, December 20th, or as is known, the day before the end of the world.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a study session. It's a special council meeting. Thank you very much, Councilmember Kavanaugh.
It's always a special meeting.
Every meeting is special, but this is agendized as a special council meeting. So we'll adjourn the study session and call into order the special council meeting, just so Linda can write two sets of minutes before she retires. We'll call to order the special council meeting, May City Council, for Thursday, December 20th, and it's still the day before the end of the world. For all the Mayans out there. I guess everyone it would end, even the non-Mayans.
Yes.
Okay, we're getting heavy here now. The first item on the agenda is to convene an executive session. We'll be an executive session for just a few minutes, a short one, and then we'll come back and take care of the business of the day. So I have a motion to move an executive session from Councilmember Richens.
Yes.
A second, Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye. Thank heavens we're moving into executive session. Okay, we are back. Forgot to mention that Councilmember Alex Venter is not with us this morning, nor is he joining us by phone. We'll now move on to item 2A, approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a memorandum of understanding regarding a commitment by the Athletics Investment Group. Most people would know them as the Oakland A's. To hold spring training in Mesa and certain public improvements to Holcomb Stadium and Fitch Park. To joining us today, and we're very honored to have them. We'll hear from at least one of them later, is the owner of the Oakland A's, Mr. Lou Wolf. Lou also not only owns the Oakland A's, but he is the owner of the Hyatt Place at Riverview. With him is Ted Polakowski, official with the A's, and Mr. John Bursch, who's the general manager of the Hyatt Place. We'll turn it over first to Mr. Rigby.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of Council, I think we also have on the phone Ryan Horning, the A's senior counsel.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he is or not, but
yes.
Okay. As you know, Oakland A's are a Major League Baseball team. Their existing Arizona training location contract expires December of 2014. Earlier this year, the Oakland A's approached city management about the idea of their effort to remain in Arizona and in the Cactus League. As they looked at that, they approached the city about their interest of possibly moving their location after termination of their contract to Hohokam and Fitch in 2015. Obviously, that's contingent upon certain renovations that they feel are critical to be an effective team. They are the 2012 AL West champions. Do I need to go back to that one?
No.
I can go back on that one if you want me. But anyway, here's the two facilities that they're expressly interested in.
Well, not only can you go back, we're fairly confident that they will be back also.
Absolutely.
Okay. They've been there before. They'll be there again.
I like those teams that start with the letters A or O's. So here's the two facilities, the Hohokam, which is the stadium, then they also have practice facilities behind the Hohokam Stadium. Then you have Fitch, which is the regular training facility that they'd be able to use year-round. These are some of the early concepts. The A's have been very detailed as they go out and they look at our facilities and identify areas where they see opportunities to improve, whether for baseball operations but also for the fan experience, new entry signs, trying to spruce up the feel of Hohokam. They're bringing new ideas with concessions. They're bringing, for instance, one idea is to take advantage of the food truck syndrome out there, where literally these food trucks can come up in the outfield area, not in the outfield, but behind the outfield, that people can get concessions from there, as well as the concept of creating a grotto bar into the berm area that fans can enjoy the game as well as a beverage. At Fitch, this is probably the more extensive renovations. They feel necessary to renovate the fields. Right now we flood irrigate those fields and that creates depressions, pockets, those type of things. They want to create a better sand base. They actually have, I think, Oakland A's trademark sand and infield mix that they want to put in. The other thing that they really feel it's necessary is to expand the training
facility. You can trademark sand?
I think so.
Good. Why don't I think of these things? Gee. Go ahead.
Well, there's plenty of sand out there in Arizona. So. to expand the training facility and actually the parking area for their staff. Right now, if you go out there with the Cubs, it's pretty smashed in there when they're fully operational. In essence, we've come to a proposal for an MOU or memorandum of understanding with the two parties. That's what you have here before you to consider. Part of that, most importantly, is from the city's perspective that the A's will commit to conducting their spring training headquarters and operations and games out at Hohokam and Fitch starting in 2015, and they'll play at least 12 games annually there. As we mentioned, there will need to be some initial complex funding improvements. The proposal is that Mesa would fund up to the first $15 million solely for initial complex improvements. For that next $5 million between the $15 and $20 million, that dollar for dollar, that those costs will be split. So, for instance, if the total facility improvements cost $18 million, we'd split that difference between the $15 and $18 million 50-50. So the total max funding for that initial $20 million could be $17.5 million. And the A's agreed any cost above the $20 million threshold, they'll completely bear that cost. The idea is once the Cubs were to leave at the end of next year with the new facilities open down at Riverview, the goal would be is to immediately start renovations and improvements out at Hohokam and Fitch with the game plan to have those done end of 14, be ready for spring training 2015. Future complex improvements, this is somewhat similar to the Cubs agreement that at years 10 and 20, obviously at year 20 we'd want a commitment from the A's that they will continue to operate there, that we do potentially further improvements to keep them, the improvements at the forefront of the Cactus League. Each year, both the A's and the city, would agree to contribute $25,000 annually to a capital improvements fund, and that any interim improvements would be split 50-50. The length of the term is proposed to be 20 years with 2 5-year options. And then as far as operations, the A's would have exclusive use of Hohokam during spring training, which is basically January 15th through April 15th.
Hey, Scott, what's the proposal on how hard that 20 years is? Have we gotten to the point about ability to terminate, or I mean, is that that's part of the details to be worked out? I'm assuming.
Yes, part of the details to be worked out. There is I have to go back and read my MOU. I think there is a penalty clause that if, for example, they decide to terminate in year 15, they have to pay $1 million for every year left on that initial 20 years. So there's a penalty clause in that aspect.
I don't believe that's in the MOU.
That's one of the comments.
As we're talking, yeah, let's talk about that, because I think that the trend is if we're going to make these kind of investments, and they're going to make these kind of investments, that we, I think both here and other places, these early termination create a lot of uncertainty. I'd rather see it when you get into the negotiations, look and see how we can create more certainty than that. I know it's created a lot of uncertainty, more than our situation, like with the Cubs, if that makes sense. And I know that's something you'll talk about when we get down to the final
details. We've
already
started talking about that issue, and it will be included in the agreement.
Okay.
One of the unique things, it's a little bit different than our current situation out there today with the Cubs operation, is after that April 15th date is we, the city, has the opportunity to use that facility, our own facility, for our activities. Right now we have limited access to use the Hohokam today with the Cubs, because they're much more at using the stadium complex than what the A's are proposing. So we'd have an opportunity to use the facility beyond April 15th. Obviously, if there's a need from the A's, they could come and request the opportunity to use those facilities as well. The revenue, A's will retain all revenues derived from its operations during spring training, as well as pay for all those costs incurred in generating those revenues.
Okay, now that's a change from our current arrangement, which is?
You mean with the Cubs?
Yeah. The current use of Hohokam is based on a shared revenue, but we incur many costs.
Correct.
On this one, we're moving more toward they keep revenues, but they're responsible for costs. So it's the same philosophy that that we're using, where we're shifting the risk of the cost risk, but allowing them then, because they're taking that risk, to keep more of the revenues. Is that right?
Hit it right on the point, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I want to make that clear because I don't think a lot of people understand what the normal spring training is. And one of the questions that I've gotten on, for example, our Cubs deal is, why are you letting the Cubs keep revenue from the new stadium? I said, well, because we decided as the city we wanted to get out of the risk, cost risk, the expense risk business, and therefore they took over all the responsibility for the cost. And if you're going to do that, then, of course, the revenues go hand in hand with it. So this is a conscious effort from us to get ourselves out from under some of those things, and we're willing to give up revenue because the clubs are willing to take on the responsibility for the costs. I think so this is consistent with the approach we took with the Cubs, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I think the other part is, this next item is, when we do events out there, I think, and Mark and JD can elaborate on this later, is we believe with this A's agreement that we will have a greater opportunity to utilize our own facilities out there for our events, whether they're for city events or other rentals, or if there's a WAC baseball tournament, we get to keep all those revenues. We have an expanded calendar date that we can use those facilities than currently what we have with the calendar.
And in those cases, we'll pay the cost to putting on those events.
Right. Correct.
So it's the same philosophy that carries through the entire year, regardless of who's using it. Okay.
The significant difference from our current situation when we go to the next one is regarding repairs and maintenance. The A's will provide and fund all field maintenance for areas inside the fence. Currently, we do that today with the Cubs, and that's tremendous costs. So the A's have agreed to take on that proverbial risk or cost in order to maintain their fields to the level that they want. But we'll retain the responsibility for the soccer fields. So if you can picture out at Hohokam, where most people park is on those soccer fields, we'll retain that responsibility for those field maintenances. We will pay for the maintenance repairs throughout the complex, and then each party will pay for our respective security, traffic, and parking personnel for our own events. At Hohokam, this is again a little bit different than what we currently have. Mason and A's will split 50-50 the janitorial costs at the stadium during spring training, and then the A's will provide and pay for janitorial service for the home team clubhouse and office during spring training. We will provide and pay for all the utilities except that A's pay for their own telephone and internet. So again, the idea is we're shifting, and the A's are agreeing to take on some of these costs that we currently bear today. At Fitch, again, the A's will provide and pay for their own telephone internet costs. We'll pay for those costs outside of clubhouse walls. Not sure where those would be, but since it's mostly that building. They'll pay for all their own janitorial service within the clubhouse. Mesa will pay up to the first $100,000 for individually metered utilities, water, electric, gas. The A's will pay for anything above that. Currently, we pay for all that today. The Mesa will provide and pay for all utility and tangential service outside of main clubhouse walls. Last couple of miscellaneous things is, again, the A's and Mesa will continue to work cooperatively to work with ASTA to look for funding opportunities to help renovation of Hohokam Fitch. I think the other thing is, both parties agree we want to work in earnest to come to a final agreement. In this MOU, we have put an automatic termination date of February 15th, or the earlier of if we can come to an agreement prior to that. So there's a push for us to continue to work to solve this.
And one thing, Mayor Council, as you mentioned on those expenses, with the field maintenance in particular, whether the city is using those fields for a city event or not, the A's will still maintain those as part of this agreement for our events as well and our usage.
One of our past conversations with the council, they asked us to look at three different scenarios. Scenario A would be is, for example, if the Cubs were to leave and the city decided, let's see if we can go out and find another user, such as another MLB team to come in and operate that, what would that cost would be to keep the facility in that tip-top shape ready for another MLB tenant to come in. The second scenario would be operate similar to a park, similar to the Quail Run or Red Mountain. The third scenario is operate and maintain the facilities with the A's. In essence, after our physical analysis, you'll see today if we were to continue to operate the facility in hopes of attracting another team and keeping the facilities up to tip-top shape and the fields, that runs us about $2.3 million. That's even taking, those are real costs that we've looked at in FY 11 and 12. We actually took the peak periods of January, February, March, when spring training is, and took those out and replaced those with a typical monthly average. So this has been adjusted to take out the spring training bump.
And these are just operating and maintenance. These don't include the capital costs that we would incur if we brought another team in.
Correct.
I mean, we're going to have to do much of the same things for a new team that we would, if not more.
Whether it's a new MLB team or perhaps a different type of professional league team.
Right.
Soccer or other uses.
Yeah, there's still going to have to be stadium renovations and Fitch Park changes and those kind of things, regardless who we bring in. So we wouldn't be escaping any of the costs that we're looking at with the A's if we brought another professional use in. Or we don't know what it'd be, but I got to assume that'd be similar. So the only way to escape those is just to leave the facilities as is and go to like a scenario B where you're simply not doing any capital improvements. You're just treating it as operating, and I don't, you know, and then wonder where that would take us. Right?
That scenario B would be run it similar to like a Quail Run or Red Mountain situation where you keep the fields looking great, but maybe not quite to the MLB quality.
But I mean, you don't do anything. What do you do to the stadium? What do you do to the to Fitch Park? You know, what do you use those for if you leave them as is?
You could put some personnel in there, some storage or those type of properties. Hopefully, maybe you get some rentals similar to what we try and do out there today, maybe with some of the suites and some of that space to do rentals at the stadium, but certainly it would be underutilized.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that scenario B would run about $1.5 million. And then the scenario C, which is with this A's agreement, we project by their agreeing to take on some of the costs borne with janitorial during spring training, field maintenance, and utilities out of Fitch, would reduce that to about $775,000. So literally, the difference between scenario A and scenario C would be about a 66% reduction, even from scenario B, which we run at a park versus scenario C with the A's would be about a 50% reduction. So the A's coming on board provides us an opportunity to shift some of that cost and burden to our tenant. Another thing I wanted to bring up is earlier this week, the Cactus League released results on the importance of spring training. Obviously, we specifically looked at what the impact projected would be as if the A's. It's interesting to note, you know, the A's, I didn't put this on here, but the A's demographics is one of the lowest in the MLB as far as per household income of their fans. So they're below the Cactus League average. However, when you look at that, the interesting difference is when spring training fans come into town from out of town, they ask a question, is it the primary reason you're coming to town or is it the major reason? By combining those two top tiers, the A's fans come in at top at 92%. That's really the sole reason they're coming into our valley during this time is to take advantage of spring training, not to do other things, to come in, see games, especially if they're A's. The Cactus League average is 84. Average length of stay is 5 days. The A's, again, lowest household income, but they have the highest average room rate that they're willing to pay is $135 compared to the Cactus League, $112. The next one, which I think is critical for our hotel and commercial entities, is those people come into town, 72% of them actually stay at a hotel or resort compared to the Cactus League average of 63%. That means you're impacting our hotels, rooms, our bed tax. And this is the other one that was surprising. Cactus League per trip daily expenditures, $489. An average athletic fan comes into town. The average is $300. And again, they have the second highest, only behind, I think, Seattle as far as their party trip total expenditures, which is $2,250. So again, our next steps is we'll continue to work toward a final agreement in January. Again, the parties will continue to meet and discuss with ASTA representatives, and our engineering staff is beginning to prepare internally, drafting the request for proposals and for the CMAR documents in hopes that if we come to an agreement that ready to go.
One question on the ASTA money. That ASTA money is, and I know we have to discuss it because of some questions on some language as far as the applicability. we believe that it's a no-brainer. Others, especially on the other side of the valley, may have a difference of opinion. But the reality is that unless it's a Cactus League use, that ASTA money is not available to use at Holcomb. So we cannot use that ASTA money. It won't be available if we repurpose the stadium or the facilities for a non-Cactus League use. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mayor.
All right. So either the A's or a Florida team would be the only two uses it would have. So as we look at those different options as far as capital expenditures, we cannot count on that money unless it's Cactus League baseball related.
Correct.
Okay. And that's ballpark $8 million?
Correct.
Okay.
So with that, Mayor, open for questions. Again, our recommendation is we're seeking council approval to enter into the MOU.
Questions for Mr. Rigby or Mr. Hirschberg? Would like to introduce Lou. Lou Wolf. Mr. Wolf is a gentleman and a scholar. And we like him because he's already invested in our community with the Hyatt Place, and we thank you. And Lou, thank you so much for, first of all, reaching out. One interesting tidbit that even Lou learned is one of the reasons we're excited about the A's is that we think they're sort of coming home. When I was in junior high and high school, the A's were the training, were the team in Mesa with Reggie Jackson, Sal Brando, Rick Mundy, the old ASU trio, and of course, not only those three, but three straight world championships. So they were training at old Rendezvous, and with the Cubs and the A's, it's like those are the only two teams that have ever trained for any protracted length of time in Mesa. So with the A's coming back, we sort of bring everybody home, and we're excited about that. But Lou, if you could, first of all, you can say what you want. But the second thing I'd like you to address, because there's been some questions as far as why you approached Mesa. And I think that if you could just clear the air on that also.
Well, on a couple of things before that, I'm too young to remember the player. Plus, I was a Cardinal fan. Ted and I were trying to figure out how we can get improvements and things we needed, because these facilities, and I think you pointed it out quite well, age, especially if you're not using them. We have the same experience where we're playing in our major league park. So when we followed the Cubs situation, and after long discussions and lots of time in Phoenix, where they just were very open and honest about their ability to rebuild the main ballpark there, Ted and I said, wait a minute, maybe we can, I didn't know we had been in Mesa before, but maybe that would be an opportunity for us. So that's when we decided to approach you folks, and sort of a great timing kind of thing, because based on our contract, based on the Cubs' building activities, it sort of meshes quite well. And the best thing about development for us is when we have a lot of time to get ready for it. So we can order everything and not say, wait a minute, we got to stop for a month because something's not coming in from China, probably. So really, it was our decision and opportunity to come and approach what turned out to be extremely nice people, both at the elected and the operating level, and we appreciate all the time and effort and consideration you've given us and our people, and we're going to be around for a long time. I think you'll find the A's, like many other teams, but the A's are sort of a community kind of operation, so we will be hopefully part of the fabric of the community, and we think we're that way a little bit with our hotel right now. So this is really just a fortuitous opportunity that we saw, and we were delighted that you entertained our interest in coming here.
And if you could clear up one thing, you're not leaving your Phoenix situation before the lease expires. You're not leaving early. We're waiting for the Phoenix. As I understand, we're waiting for your Phoenix lease expires.
We will fulfill. We try and fulfill all of our contracts. Sometimes you wish our players would do the same. So the answer is yes, we will. The timing is fine. And it's hard to express here, but we and really great people at on the staff at Phoenix for over almost 2 years of meetings and things, we really needed a major remodeling of the municipal stadium. And, you know, with the Financial Times and the things that there are today, it's just not in the cards, or at least wasn't from their point of view. So we then started to look for other options. So there is no contractual thing that we're walking away from or anything like that.
You're not buying out early or any of that kind of stuff?
Nothing like that at all.
The lease is running its full course. Councilman Richens.
My wife just wants to know if this means Brad Pitt is coming every March. No?
I think you'll find that Billy, you know, if your wife had to make a choice, it might be difficult between Brad Pitt and Billy Bean. We just signed a Japanese player, and I would suggest that if you go to YouTube and look at the press conference, you'll see some pretty handsome guys there. I wasn't there, but.
Any other questions else for Lou? Chris?
Mayor, just we want to thank Lou for, as been mentioned, as you know, I got to meet Lou actually first when he came in to build a hotel in Mesa, and he's been just a great partner to work with. So we're excited. The A's, as you may notice, it took us only a matter of a few months to come up with this agreement. I think that demonstrates a tremendous willingness on the part of the Oakland A's organization to get things done, and we appreciate the clarity of their purposes that they've provided to us has helped us to get this far along. So we feel very comfortable with the proposed MOU that's before the council. And frankly, we've actually worked, there's documents that have a lot more detail that are already being discussed and are already pretty far along. So we don't expect that the conclusion of our agreement should take much longer than the few months that we've indicated that by the middle of February. So we appreciate Lou, and he has a great staff and great people to work with. So our next step really is to have this MOU in place and then use that. And as we go and make a presentation to ASDA, which we've been told should occur sometime in the first part of January, this will be an important part of that because we have to demonstrate to this regional group that we do have a long-term agreement, that the types of projects that are being proposed to be funded are consistent with supporting Cactus League Major League Baseball activities, which obviously they do. So that's where we will head next once, if the council chooses to approve this. Thank you.
Okay. Councilor Richens, then Councilor Kavanaugh.
I was just going to make a motion to move forward with the MOU.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Councilman Richens, a second from the Vice Mayor. Councilor Kavanaugh.
Just a comment, I will support the motion with Lou originally being from St. Louis and being a Cardinal fan.
I was going to say, he perked up when you said that.
We know this from our discussion from a couple of weeks ago that, he's got to be a great baseball guy and great baseball fan, and he's doing a wonderful job with Oakland. When I first moved to Arizona to go to grad school in 1975, I had never been to a spring training game in Florida or anything like that, but my first experience was here watching the A's in spring training when they were playing here in the old ballpark here, and I fell in love with spring training at that time with coming to watch the franchise, and so it's really gratifying to see you come home to Mesa with this deal. I think it'll be a great benefit to the community, and again, I really appreciate someone who has such a great love and knowledge and passion for baseball coming back to Mesa.
Thank you.
The other thing that we appreciate is the A's, as an organization throughout its history, especially going back to Mr. Finley, have been known for being innovative in their approach to things. I mean, in the spring training games that Dennis and I went to, my gosh, the players was radical. They had mustaches. They wore white shoes, and they actually wore these uniforms where, you know, they weren't the typical pinstripe and gray. They actually had pullover tops and, you know, things that we look back on, and they're so normal now. And then, of course, with the way you've approached how you manage the teams in the modern era, that you even get movies made after you. I, you know, what we've found that really defines the A's organization. I mean, I will echo what Chris said. It was a pleasure for me to walk in when they gave the formal presentation, and there was a book prepared with all the plans, very well thought out, very well presented, and it was just, to me, it was a real indication of how you conduct the A's organization. Thank you.
When my partner John Fisher and I bought the team, the thing we inherited, which we didn't know, was such a warm, friendly, committed, loyal, community-minded staff of people who I've been here 20 years, 16 years, 30 years, and that is just so terrific, and it fits in just with, I think, the community here, too, and the kind of profile you'll see. The only problem we have is when I come up with the Charlie Finley idea, my guys always stop me.
They've had their fill of
I guess so. They know more than I do about that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Any other questions? Comments? Okay, we have a motion to approve item 2A, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is unanimous with Councilmember Fenter absent. And the motion carries.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lou. Thanks, Tad and John. Appreciate it. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
Request, Mayor.
We have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Glover, a second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.